What's up, Villanova? How y'all doing? Leader Johnson here to get y'all a little football report. Two commits in the class of 2021. First, Christian Sapp, athlete, play wide receiver, play in the secondary. And now another one, Chance Hartley, defensive back, a dog. This guy goes after it. He's really an athlete. He plays lacrosse. He can play running back. He's an explosive guy. Once again, Villanova loves athletes. They are into these athletes. It's just, you know, a testament of how they recruit. You get another guy that's an athletic guy that can play safety or cornerback. You know, I talked to him. He was like, they were looking at safety or corner. He could play him anywhere, and he could run around the field. So he's a good athlete to have. He's going to be one of those guys who's going to work hard in the field, and he'll make plays immediately at Villanova. That's two commits in 2021 early. Malcolm Folk committed to Syracuse, and a three-star safety commit, and then they got Harley. Scott Humble, offensive lineman that they offered not too long ago, committed to Duke. You know, Jacob Ketchcheck, he committed to, another one committed to Vanderbilt, another one to Target. So it's guys that, you know, that they've missed on. It's guys to hit on early. It's really a good ratio right now, the way Villanova's getting them and collecting these guys. I got an interview coming with Jordan Lodato coming soon, the number one target in 2021, a monster. Also receiving interest from Penn State. Hasn't got offered, but, you know, they're looking at him, of course. And then you got Temple. So it's an in-state battle for another elite prospect right now. Looking at how they are, Denzel Williams, another guy. Defensive back, they have an offer for. Just looking at the guys like Ian Erickson and Jalen Montgomery. Interviews of them have been dropping. And Ian Erickson's interview dropped. Chance Harley's interview already dropped. You know. Dropped before he committed. And you got some other guys. Sean Asbury, three-star safety. That's on the radar for Villanova. Big-time guy there. I mean, Harley could play either way, but Asbury, he could too. I mean, they got some good athletes on this 2021 squad. That's some good athletes. If anything, it's some real good athletes. You know, guys will be able to be around the field to give them that great depth or other good starters. I mean, it's some real interesting. I just want to see how it all turns out, what other offers will be offered. Anything. Like I said, the wide receivers is deep with nothing but go-getters at wide receiver. Any of these guys could be number one receivers, from Lopez to Lewis to Sims, any of them. So that's going to be something big. But once again, two 2021 commits, man. Villanova. Two of them already on the books. And they are not stopping. You can see another offer that they are going. They have a mission. Just like Penn State, you know, they got another guy, Jeffrey Carter, you know, just throwing Penn State in there right now. I won't spend too much time on it, but just saying how Villanova is, like, the way they're recruiting is aggressive, just like some of these D1 schools, you know, these major D1 schools. They are really, since the coaching staff switched over, Pagan switched over, and they got Chris Bowden, you know, it's kind of gotten different of an approach, a more aggressive approach. And this looks good. Looks good. Who do I think will commit next? Well, Ian Erickson is a guy who said Nova's his top choice. And he will be another good get. I just like all the big bodies they're getting. And it's something to tell you when it's their first offers. And that's for any school. When they can get their first offers in that position, like their first round of offers in that position to commit, like these guys are their first rounds of guys. These ain't second or third, like toward the end of the class in the fourth quarter giving them offers. These are guys, their first round. When you look at a recruit, any type of recruiting, basketball, football, any type of recruiting, because it's going to be a lot of offers. When you can get your first round of offers, like most of them to commit, you know, most of your top targets, your first before you can offer another target, you know, that because you missed out, you know, just like they missed out on Folk, but still Asbury is out there. Malcolm Folk, they missed out on, but another three-star guy, Asbury, is still out there. And we'll see how that turns out. Now, will they have to offer another safety or another DB? Anybody else on who I think? I just think that Londado in Washington, you know, Londado's going to get a lot of interest. You know, Temple's there, but I think Villanova's in a good position to get Londado. I think they're in a great position to get their second in a row number one target. It's Jalen Goodman. I just think he's going to have a good year. He's a good player, can ball out. I'm excited to see him play next year. You know, along with the secondary, you look at the running backs that they got, but through the last 3 years, I mean, constantly getting secondary guys that could stand out. This year, I was just so, once again, the secondary, when they recruit, the secondary really stands out. Glover, Waxter, and then the guy that Darius Prickett got picked the class before, he stood out. Like, it just never seems to amaze me how they just get more and more impact on the secondary. This football program is a real good program. And now it's turning into an elite program in recruiting. And just an elite approach. I mean, when you can get your first round, and you're coming off a winning season, so if you can, you know, they got a good 2020 class, super huge. Now they're getting they're getting a good 2021 class. Just won't be better than 2020. I just don't see that happen. We'll see what happens. I mean, never say never, but just starting out, looking at the targets. These are good players, but man, that 2020 class is something else. That 2020 class, especially the late recruit, the late pickups they got that made that class. That, I mean, listen, it's a good class. But 2021, we'll see. I'm interested to see what happens, especially with the receivers. I really think they'll get 2 to 3 receivers in this recruiting class. If they do 2, it's just good because it's the size and speed. I mean, they really got some. They get any 2 of these receivers. Sapper's a good player. He got size to him, but he can definitely play on the outside. If he plays the receiver position, he's going to play in the slot. He's explosive. I mean, they're just adding offensive talent. It's just different talent coming to Villanova now. This is going to be a real good program. Soon, this program will be one of the top 3 letting our pros, FCS program, it really is. I heard some things on Max Christie. Villanova's, they've been prioritizing him. I just don't think, we'll see what happens. We'll just see what happens. You know how it is with Duke and that name, but Villanova has won over Duke, and like they can't, but they have so many other offers for guards that I wouldn't, you know, see. I could see them backing out. It's different. You know, they gave Christie an early offer, one of their early 2021 offers, but you see, you know, Brian Antoine and Scotty Lewis, I remember when they got their offer super early. Super early. I'm talking about before anybody even, they probably had a New Jersey offer before they had that. That was, they didn't have nothing. Like, they was real young, and Nova was on them. But the same could be said for Jalen Green. Just signed their contract. But look, Jay Wright might have been right to not go after Jalen Green now. Look at that. I was like, why he don't go after Jalen Green? Why? They gave Jalen an offer when he was like 15, 16. Before any of the high major, before he had any stars, Jay Wright gave this guy an offer. And I used to hear from assistant coaches, we're going to go after Jalen Green, we're going to go after him. They never did. And then, you know, at one time I heard, you know, from one of the assistant coaches, on one of the years, I'm not going to say the year, I'm not going to say the coach. He was like, well, look, guys like that know where they want to go. And basically, they're saying that they had no chance with a guy like that. They didn't want to go. I didn't say no chance. Take that back. They didn't want to slap box with all these different programs. And, you know, they promised them the world. And that's not what they were going to promise Jalen. You know, they weren't going to promise him. He just coming in. And then, you know, looking behind the scenes, you see what type of star that is. He's going to probably demand more. It's probably going to be so much of a demand. You know, Jay Wright stays away from that. He really stays away from the expectation of the player running what goes down. And that's just what it came down to. I think guys like that, for him, were just too... He saw the superstar status in him, and it just didn't look like, you know... I think he ultimately saw something, you know, so... Coming back, I just think right now Christie is, they're prioritizing Langston Love. They're prioritizing Trevor Kills. We saw all this already. We see those prioritized people right there. What's going to happen? Will Villanova get Max Christie? Can it happen? I think it can, because they've been after Max. I think it's a 50-50 thing, like Brian Antoine and Villanova. But I just felt like as I got toward the end, Antoine, I knew he was going to Villanova. I just knew it. It was, Nova did the best recruiting job. People around their circle, oh, he's Villanova. I was like, oh yeah, Villanova. Now, I'm thinking about the Christie situation, which I could have told you earlier. Don't get too down or up, but you shouldn't get down at all. If you want me to tell you which one to choose the up, because it's a big possibility he could be a Villanova Wildcat. It's a big possibility. But at the same time, you can be promised certain things and look at certain rosters, and it might change. But at the same time, you know, he can still, listen, you come to Nova, you play good, you get time. That is no lie. You come and you show your stuff, you get time. You better start looking at people like Davin DiVincenzo and Sadiq Bey and Justin Moore. You better start looking at people. Seriously, they come right in, be freshmen, no matter. If you playing good, you're going to get your time. Be patient, you'll get your time. It's real interesting to see with Max Christie, you know, where his head's at, and it's going to come out soon. He's one of the most sought-after 2021 prospects out there. Five-star, I think he's the best shooter of this class. Best pure shooter in this class. Langston Love, I mean, there's no reason for me to think that Villanova couldn't get Langston Love and Max Christie. And now if I'm looking at where the guards are at, three guards, I doubt it. I think it's going to be two. I think Longino is a Nova Wildcat. I think it's just a matter of time. He's letting the recruiting go. I think he got the offer he wanted. I think he's a home guy. And he got the best team in home. So, Longino, I still think Trey Patterson. And Nene Njoku, now that's a pretty good class already. Some good players to get Jay Wright to develop. But the Langston Love, Max Christie thing... Remember, I was saying Trevor Kills, but the momentum of Virginia is so big right now. And I don't see, we'll see what happens. I don't really see Kills and Villanova interacting like Love. And I think Love and Christie is Villanova's. I think if you're talking about five, I think it could be. Then you talk about Angelo Brizzi. Brizzi could definitely commit soon to Villanova. I think it's a Villanova thing. I think Brizzy and Longino is it. And I think with the offer of Brizzy, we're going to have to really look at this, because now I think one of those guards will commit. Is it going to be Love? Is it going to be Christie? Which one will it be? I think they're going to get a big man. And I think those three with Brizzy and Love or Christie. I just really think it'll be two guards and a point guard. I think they want to get this 2021 class over with real fast. as fast as they can. Georgetown offered Brizzy. So that's a battle in the Big East now. But I think Brizzy and Longino, I think they just know the... Those two guards seem like they could be in the backcourt together and just be real good. It could be a real dynamic backcourt. Then you talking about Christy Love. You're like, whoa. Now, just think of it. The class of Angelo Brizzy, Joe Longino, Max Christy, Trey Patterson, and Njoku. That's a top 10 class. It's a top 10 class. I think they get their point guard. And I think it's a five-man class. I think that's what happens. Max, that's as if Christy and Love both commit, something gets different then. I think, and that'll be something crazy because looking at the status of both their rankings, you know, after 2021, okay, next year, Gillespie and I'm going to be gone. That's the 2020. Then the 2021 class will come in the next year. See, that's when it's Slater and all of them. You got Trey Patterson and Njoku to back up. Dada's gone. Samuels is gone. Gillespie's gone. Longino's back there. Christy will be back there. I think somebody, and say they have Love, but I think it would be Brizzy. Because now you got a backup point guard now that Gillespie's gone. You have to look at Gillespie and look at you got Archie Diakono and you got Daniels. Caleb Daniels, and then you still got Justin Moore and Brian Antoine. Daniels will be a senior. And you're talking about Brizzy, Christy, and Love. And so if we look at that team, Christy and Love can play a certain position. Look at Christy, he comes in, and you look, you got Trey Patterson who can play the four. And Njoku can play center. Christy can play small forward. And then you got Brizzy and Longino. It's kind of crazy. Patterson, Njoku, Christy. That's three. And you got Brizzy and Longino. Would you get Love? It's no six-man class. Would you not get Brizzy for Love and Christy? That could happen because Longino can play the point. Love can play the shooting guard. And you could put Christy at the small four. And I'm just talking about just for, you know, a short time being. When you got a 6'8 guy like Trey Patterson, or you got a 6'8 guy like Trey Patterson, when he gets there, it'll be a Cole Swatter affair. You know, Cole Swatter be the guy. Him and Slater be the guys, you know, starting. They'll be the seniors. And then you can have Christy backing up. You can have Trey Patterson backing up. You can have Njoku backing up. You can have Longino and Love or Longino and Brizzy. And then Kills is still involved because he's still big on Nova. So it could be a combination. I think the Kills Longino battle is going. If the Kills goes to Virginia, it's a Longino thing all the way. Because they need that type of guard. Or it could be Love and Brizzy. It's going to be a combination of Love, Kills, Christy, Brizzy, Longino. It's going to be a combination. And I think it'll be three people out of those three. out of those guys, out of Brizzy, Longino, Love, Christy, and Kills, it's going to be three guys. I think it'll be three guys out of that. That'll go with Patterson, and that'll go with Njoku. Efton Reed right now, he's the guy that's still in the clutches, still there, still around, still recruiting them. Elijah Hutchins Everett, that's not the guy they're looking at no more. Frank Kepnang is a guy that, you know, he's there. I mean, it's real early. The big man thing is real early. We're going to see where they're all on Njoku right now. And they still got guys in their rear view. They still got guys, and the one guy in their rear view is Efton Reed. He's definitely there. They know about Frank Kepnang. I mean, they're keeping an eye on him. They haven't went and pursued him hard, but they're keeping an eye on him. You know, so it's a lot, but Trey Patterson is that guy. Everybody, I don't care who you, Trey Patterson is the guy they want first. So, man, it's good to hear from y'all. Wanted to put you up on some recruiting. Good to see y'all out there. It's a lot of things going on. WNBA draft on as I'm talking to y'all. So, you know, check that out. Check out the results if you missed it. NBA draft coming up. We know Sadiq Bey is there. Lottery pick to me. He's a top 10 guy. He's number 7 in my top 50. Real good player. We'll see where that goes. Robinson Earl back with the team. Talk more about. I had an article about. Had a good article coming out about Robinson Earl and what he does for Villanova. Brian Antoine. It's just. He's going to be an impact player. And I see him in more averaging 11 points a game each because they're both going to be spreading the ball out. And I think Robinson Earl, Colin Gillespie, and Jermaine Samuels will be the 1-2-3 scorers on the team. And, you know, like I say, Antoine and Moore, I think even 10 points a game for Dada because he's gotten better, sharper, with his cuts. He was more smarter, you can tell. And Robinson Earl would definitely help him. So I'm out, y'all. This is your boy, Leader Johnson. Follow Leader Podcast. I'm out, Villanova Radio.